Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Always appreciate you hanging out with us, whether on the radio show or our podcast, wherever you get us. Just thanks for getting us. Remember, everything we do, you can check out mungleshow.com. It's one of my favorite shows we do. We do it a couple times a year, where we vote live for the Critics' Choice Association Awards. And there's different categories each year throughout the year, being documentary, film, super awards, things of that nature. And so I love to get on here and vote. And joining me, as always, for each week's show and for the voting, fellow Critics' Choice member, Susan Kamyop Stevens.
Hey.
Bonjour. How are things?
Good.
I know. And I was literally just saying, we do this sort of show a few times a year where we vote live for a certain categories of the Critics' Choice. And so I'm always excited about it. And you and I mean, we love reality shows. So the Real TV Awards is always a fun one to do.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. We're going to do our vote. And then I think we announced the winners June.
They'll be announced June 3rd. Just online.
Well, I want to jump right in here because I want to make sure we have enough time to get through all of these. Do you want to start at the bottom and work our way up? Because usually the big categories are toward the top.
Yeah, let's do that if it lets us. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, we can start with Female Star of the Year.
And some of these people I don't know. Some of them I do know. I don't know who picks the nominees for Female Star of the Year. There's women I think that would be in here that aren't in here, but that's just me. So let's see. We have Heather Gay from Real Housewives, Whitney Levitt from Dancing with the Stars, Dr. Sandra Lee, who is Dr. Pimple Popper, Sierra Miller from Summer House, Lisa Rinna from The Traitors, which Lisa Rinna is also a famous housewife.
Yeah.
And Tiffany from New York Pollard from House of Villains.
Yeah.
I mean, Female Star of the Year, that's a hefty category. That's a hefty award to get.
I know. I feel like
Female Star of the Year. And it's like, this is our choice.
I don't know if these would have been my picks. I mean, I guess I'm Dr. Sandra Lee Pimple Popper. She's a big one. I think she makes sense. I don't watch Summer House, but people do like Sierra Miller.
And then Lisa Rinna she's tagged as The Traitor. She was on one of the latest seasons of The Traitors, but I mean, obviously everybody knows her more as a Real Housewife because of The Traitors. And if I was going to pick somebody from The Traitors, I'm not sure I would have picked Lisa.
I'm going to go with Lisa Rinna. She was entertaining that season. I watched it, so I'll go with her.
You know what? I'm having a hard time because, like I said, if they're going to pull a female from The Traitors, I would have picked Tara this season or a couple of others over Lisa for this season of The Traitors. I'm actually going to go with Dr. Sandra Lee because she is actually a professional and not just well-known for being well-known in some reality show.
That I can respect that.
That's my vote.
Okay. Good vote. Now, Male Star of the Year.
How do you go back after you vote? You click on...
Go to dashboard. Click dashboard.
I got it. Got to help grandpa. Yeah.
This one is a toughie.
Male Star of the Year.
Okay.
Who we got? Oh,
so you got Alan Cumming for The Traitors. You got Chris Hemsworth for Limitless. You got Robert Irwin, Dancing with the Stars, who won this year and was like adored. Rob from The Traitors. Ryan Seacrest from American Idol. And Stanley Tucci for Tucci in Italy. Well, I can argue.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I know where I'm going to narrow it down to, but what were you going to say?
I got it already narrowed down to one. One and
oh,
done.
You tell me.
It's got to be Rob from The Traitors. 100%. Alan, we talked about Alan as a host. He just kind of walks around and sets things up. He doesn't really, I mean, I know he produces it and creates it, and that's important, but, and then Chris Hemsworth, I know his Limitless show is very cool. Ryan Seacrest has been doing American Idol forever. He walks out and says, hey, they're going to sing a song. Then he walks away. I love Stanley Tucci, but it's got to be Rob for me.
I'm going Rob as well.
Nice.
He just played that game so incredibly well.
And he's so smart. When he did the challenge where you had to look at somebody and know if they were lying, and he could just look at them and know when they were lying.
I forgot about that.
Was impressive to me.
Okay. He was impressive in general. And that whole shock, like his to that girl, whenever I forget her name, but the model.
Yeah.
She was just, I mean, he earned it. He earned that money.
100%. I wish I could do her accent. She has the greatest accent.
I love her accent too.
All right. So best show host. Oh my God.
I already know mine.
Huh?
I'll go ahead and say the nominees.
I don't know yours, to be honest.
We'll say that you want to say the nominees.
Yeah. Jonathan Bennett somehow for Finding Mr. Christmas. RuPaul for RuPaul's Jack Dryer. Did I know RuPaul's last name was Charles? Yes, I did. Never mind. Alan Cummings for The Traitors. Kristen Kish for Top Chef. Joel McHale, House of Villains. And Padma Lakshmi for America's Culinary Cup. This is hard for me, man. This is
I'm
tough.
Easily going with RuPaul because it's about the best host. Though I love Traitors, I know we talked about this. I think that RuPaul is actually really engaged with his contestants and stuff like that. And I don't know. There's a lot like it. She's not just like, here's the challenge, you know. She has a deep conversation. She mentors them. And I'm going with RuPaul.
Yeah, I can understand that between RuPaul and Alan, because Alan, again, as we just mentioned, he does a lot, but not a lot. He's just there as kind of, you know, fodder to get from challenge to challenge. My issue is with Kristen Kish and Padma Lakshmi.
You like Padma.
Padma, I love, used to be the host of Top Chef forever, mm-hmm. since day one. Kristen, who won one season of Top Chef, is now the host. Padma's got a new show, America's Culinary Cup, which, I mean, they have a $1 million prize, and they bring in some of the, it was really cool. We just finished this season of America's Culinary Cup, and it was really good. Padma has one of the best palates of anybody ever. Kristen, I think Padma was more engaged than Kristen, but I think Kristen having to step in Padma's shoes, I'm going to go with Kristen Kish for Top Chef.
Wow. Okay. I like her on Traitors when she was on there. So
yeah, that's cool. she wasn't the best contestant, but she was good. She was good. Yeah, but she is really, I think being a chef and winning Top Chef and then stepping into that role is great. So yeah, all right. There we go.
All right. So the next one is Best Ensemble Cast in an Unscripted Series. Dancing with the Stars, Finding with Mr. Christmas, House of Villains, Summer House, The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, and Traitors. This one's easy for me.
Easy for me. I mean, this, you could have 10 categories, 10 nominees out here, and I'd still pick the same one.
The Traitors.
The Traitors. Vote. Mm-hmm. Vote and vote.
Easy. All right. Easy enough.
Next, we have Best Lifestyle Show, Fashion or Beauty, which is Botched Presents Plastic Surgery Rewind, Dr. Pimple Popper Again, Project Runway, Queer Eye, and RuPaul's Drag Race. I know where you're going.
You know where I'm going. I'm going to go ahead and vote RuPaul's Drag Race all the way. I'm glad they made that one easy for me.
Yep. And with this one, I mean, the seasons are not nearly what they were early on when Tim Gunn was there, but Project Runway is still an amazing show. I love Heidi Klum. I love this group of ensemble that they have with Nina Garcia and all them. So Project Runway, not even a question.
Nice.
All right. What's next?
All right. Next one we have is Best Lifestyle Show, Home and Garden.
Your favorite category.
This is more you, I feel like. Bargain Block, Castle Impossible, Hometown, that thrifting show with Laura Spencer, what the heck, The Last Right Building, The Final Home Designs of America's Greatest Architect, oh my gosh, Ugliest House in America. Okay, I'm literally, I hardly know what these are. Did you know these?
Yeah, we watch every one of these shows.
Every one of them?
The only one we didn't watch was The Last Right. Well, no, Kimberly loved it. She loved The Last Right because it's on people redoing the right style of, you know, architecture. We just finished. We're in the middle. It just kicked off, that thrifting show with Laura Spencer just kicked off. So we're watching it as it unfolds because, you know, she did. What was it? She Flea Market Flip. She used to do that show. Hometown is always so special and sweet. Ugliest House in America is fun. We watch that as a family because it is just so funny to watch. But I think just on what they do and what they have given to their community, I got to go with Hometown. I just have. It's really special what they've done with Laurel, Mississippi, and just changing that little town. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to go Ugliest House in America because I like Retta.
She is so freaking... Milo loves her. That's the reason Milo will watch this show with her. She is so freaking funny. So, and now she was up for like a host, Or even for Female of the Year, I would have been more inclined. But as a show as a whole, yeah, I got to go with Hometown.
Yeah.
All right. Best relationship show. Ooh, we in a relationship. Age of Attraction, Couples Therapy, Farmer Wants a Wife, Still Hasn't Found a Wife, Love is Blind, Love on the Spectrum, and Neighbors, which you said Trevor's watching Neighbors and you didn't know it was reality.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was a relationship show. I knew it was a reality show. I didn't know it was a relationship. Like, I mean, I guess when I think relationship, I think dating, but this is more, it's not dating. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your choice there?
I mean, I can't believe Farmer Wants a Wife is on here and not The Bachelor, you know? I mean, obviously, The Bachelorette is got whatever might come back, but I just, Farmer Wants a Wife, it just throws me off. Either way, I mean, Age of Attraction was fun, but especially this last season of Love is Blind, I'm going to go with Love is Blind.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. It's had a roller coaster. Love is Blind has been hit and miss, but we still watch it. We still are gravitated to it. But Love on the Spectrum, we've talked about this in the past. It is such a special show. And I feel like it's one of the only reality shows where people aren't in it for likes and follows. It is just genuine people just having these conversations and navigating love like we all have, but doing it on the spectrum. It's just special. So Love on the Spectrum for me all the way.
All right. Well, the next one is Best Sports Show Talk Analysis. You've got Good Sports with, I know, we're super sporty over here. Good Sports with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. I did not know that existed. That's an interesting pair. Inside the NBA, Pardon the Interruption, The Dan Patrick Show, The Pat McAfee Show, The Rich Eisen Show. Man. Another one that I didn't know any of these. And this is going to be easy for me because I like Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. So I'm going to vote for them.
Yeah, same. I mean, I know who Dan Patrick and Pat McAfee and I kind of Rich Eisen too. I mean, I see these people on ESPN and ABC and during seasons, but I have no idea about their shows. But yeah, I'm all down for Kevin. So let's do Good Sports. Hope they win.
Yeah.
the only two people who aren't involved in sports, I hope wins the sports show.
I know.
That's funny. Oh, still going. Best sports series.
Yeah, keep up the sports. Well, there is something I am rooting for on this, so.
I bet I know what it is. Let's see. We have 30 for 30, Formula One, Drive to Survive, Hard Knocks, Quarterback, Untold, and Welcome to Wrexham.
Which one do you think I'm rooting?
You're going to do Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah. Welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah, I'm inclined to go that way. I know our daughter Katie loves Formula One, but it's all yap for me. So I love what I've seen with Welcome to Wrexham, and I love the story behind it. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, it seems like really heartfelt. So I'm gonna go with that one.
Same.
All right, best crime justice show.
Ooh, that's why I need my wife involved here.
Your wife.
She loves all this crime stuff.
Oh, wow. Well, I usually like the ones that are like fictional stuff or like stuff based on it. I don't really watch the reality as much, but Equal Justice with Judge Ebony K. Williams, Naming the Dead, Surviving Mormonism with Heather Day, The Curious Case of
Something,
Trafficked with Mariana Van Zeller, and Trust Me, The False Prophet. I have heard a lot about all these.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Trust Me, The False Prophet only because we just recently watched it and it was really engaging. I don't know that much about the other ones. So that just tells me they weren't enough to gravitate me to them. So I'm going to go Trust Me.
That's where I was leaning because that's one I've always been intrigued by anyways. So, yeah. And I really love learning about a cult. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love me a good cult.
Love me a good cult story.
All right. Best animal nature show. This is kind of like sports for me. Born to be Wild, Kingdom, Prehistoric Planet, Ice Age, Secret of the Bees, The Wild Ones, and Underdogs. I've not seen any of these. I know very little about any of them.
I think the only one I really know about is Prehistoric Planet and the Wild Ones. I think I'm actually going to go with the Wild Ones.
Both of those on Apple TV Plus.
I know.
I don't know, man. I like me some little cute baby animals. Prehistoric Planet was cool, though, I will admit, now that I'm
You
thinking about
watched
that
it?
one. I think I've seen bits and pieces of that one, and I've seen some stuff about it, like, scrolling through and people show clips and things about it. I think I'm going to do Prehistoric Planet.
All right.
Because that is probably, if I had to watch one, that's what I'd be most intrigued by, I think.
Yeah, fair, fair. Okay, this next one, best business show. Bar Rescue, Maxed Out, On Brand with Jimmy Fallon. I definitely did not know that one
I don't either.
exists. Shark Tank and The Fixer.
Well, there's only one up here to me that's like the epitome of a business show.
Yeah.
I'm like you, I didn't know Jimmy Fallon had an on-brand show.
Yeah. I
I
don't know.
like
I
Jimmy
still have to
Fallon.
go with Shark Tank, even though I am not a fan of that one dude whenever he's on it.
Oh, the guy from Marty Supreme.
Yeah, I don't like him, but I do love Mark Cuban. So.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're supposed to like Mr. Wonderful. I don't think you're
Is
supposed
that what
to.
he goes by? I
Yeah,
forget.
it's Mr. Wonderful. I'm going to go Shark Tank too because I feel like
Yeah.
it is the epitome of a business show and they are still going strong and helping entrepreneurs. So, bam.
And if it's on TV, it is hard for me to change that channel. I mean, that is such a well-structured reality series, the way they have it, these people that come with these amazing ideas, but also like hearing what people say, seeing the bidding war sometimes for it. Yeah.
I know. And I'm always like, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
It's always
Well, and it's
me.
always great because a lot of times these people come in and they're already like making money. They're like, well, we're already like successful with this, like, pocket holder or something, whatever they have. And they're just like, okay. And they're just looking for, real launch money. Like, I don't even know, but
That or exposure. They know that people are going to
exposure.
watch the show and immediately go look at their website or something.
And I feel like I've seen so many like places and products that say as seen on Shark Tank. So definitely working.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, it's making somebody money. All right, what's up next?
Best travel adventure show. You're reading it.
Expedition Unknown, Solo Traveling with Tracy Ellis, Somebody Feed Phil, The Amazing Race, which I didn't even know was still on, The
Oh, yeah.
Reluctant Traveler, and Tucci in Italy. I love me some Italy, but I haven't watched Amazing Race in I don't know how many seasons ago. I don't know. I'm not much on travel shows either, I
I
realized.
know. I'm torn between The Reluctant Traveler or Tucci in Italy. I love Eugene Levy. He's so entertaining in anything he does, but then I love food. And I do love when Stanley Tucci is just like, exploring culinary cuisine. Oh gosh. I'm gonna go Tucci in Italy.
That's fair. I'm torn between those two as well. Because it's a travel show and not a food show, as much as I love Italy and I love Stanley Tucci, I think The Reluctant Traveler, because Eugene, it is fun watching him in these situations and he is traveling and it's a traveling show
Yeah.
category. I'm going to go with The Reluctant Traveler.
That is a good point. That is very fair. Maybe I should have done that. Oh
No,
well.
I think your choice is good. I was torn.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're getting into some of my favorite
Now we are. This one's
categories.
actually tough for me. All right. The best game show. You've got Celebrity Family Feud, which I love. I love Family Feud. Celebrity is really fun. Jeopardy, which I was obsessed with this season, especially with Colin Jost. Wait. Oh, wait. Hold on.
That's the
Is this that
wrong
one?
Jeopardy. No,
Wrong Jeopardy. I'm
this is the
sorry.
real Jeopardy with
This
Ken
is the real
Jennings.
Jeopardy. No. That's you. That's more you. Match Game, The Floor, The Wall, which I love The Wall. Have you seen The Wall? Oh my God, that show makes me cry every time. And Wheel of Fortune, which is classic.
Classic, classic.
Well, this just got a little bit easier for me.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm surprised, I wish that Pop Culture Jeopardy with
Pop
Colin was
culture
in here.
Jeopardy.
It will be next season, I think, because they just started the new series on Netflix, the new season.
Yeah, who's the host of Jeopardy now? Who's
Ken
this?
Jennings. Ken Jennings, who's the longest winning, he's got the record for the most wins
Oh.
in Jeopardy history. He took over. You know, they brought some other guests hosts in, but Ken is, I think, the right fit.
I am actually going to go with The Wall. I truly like, I get so captivated by the show. It's so exciting. It has like the thrill of Deal or No Deal with like the trivia that I love. And yeah, I'm going The Wall.
Awesome. We love The Floor only because it's fun to play along with, but it's frustrating as a formatted show as far as you can have somebody dominate the whole thing and then some person at the very end win it all because of luck. I don't like that. It just drives me crazy, but
Well,
it's
I
fun
don't
to
like
play as a
that
family.
either.
So I'm gonna, I mean, Jeopardy's always my choice.
I knew you
Jeopardy
were going to
is,
pick
yeah,
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's amazing. So we'll do Jeopardy.
Okay.
Let's see. Next up, best culinary show. Ooh, these are fun too.
Well, this is where Tucci's at. Oof.
Yeah. Oh
But
man, these
that's
are
not what you're
hard.
picking.
Oh, America's Culinary Cup, which we just talked about. Be My Guest with Ina Garten, who is the Barefoot Contessa. We have Magnolia Table with what's her name from Waco? The Great British Baking Show. We have Top Chef and Tucci in Italy. This one's kind of hard for me. Who are you going while I think?
Man, I like the fact that it's Joanna Gaines. I like the Waco, Texas tie. I mean, very close to us. It
You
was
love it so much, you just choked you right up. I get it. I understand.
just choked my like spit.
I hate when that happens.
So random. Sorry, excuse me.
Right.
Do you know what you're picking? Are you picking Top Chef?
You know what? I gave, yeah, I still have to. I still have to go Top Chef. And like I said, I was happy for to see Padma back up there. I was happy to see her. And I liked America's Culinary Cup. They brought in some really good chefs this first season. If it lasts a couple more seasons, I might give it a little bit more look. I don't want to do a one season and done and vote for it. So Top Chef is my choice.
I'm actually gonna go with the Great British Baking Show.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like a like more like pitting against each other, like challenges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
And
go.
again, it's iconic, it's classic. They're in that tent. You got great hosts and humor and it's just I don't know. So yeah, that would be a close second for me, but Top Chef is just an iconic culinary show for me.
Yeah, very fair.
All right, what's up next?
All right. Best unstructured series. We've got
Interesting.
Below Deck, Down Under, Deadliest Catch, Love on the Spectrum, Neighbors, Real Housewives of Rhode Island, and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, it's an easy one for me, obviously. Obviously, Love on the Spectrum, I don't even have to think twice about.
I think that I'm actually going with Love on the Spectrum too. I think that just makes sense.
Yeah, it is one of those special shows. And the other ones are just, I mean, I don't know. They're okay. There's so many, I can't keep all the housewives apart. I don't know. It's just crazy how
I
many
mean, I didn't
housewives.
even know there was a Salt Lake City one. I mean, there's so many. Oh,
Yeah,
God.
that's the latest one. I didn't know there was a Rhode Island one. So
Well, I only knew about Rhode Island because that came out like fairly new because Ashley I from The Bachelor was in it. And I was like
Okay.
tempted, but I was like, you know what? I'll catch clips. I just can't get into that right now.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, and you know what? We can talk just for a second. I know because we're almost at the end of this, and I think we have a little bit of time. Why didn't the Dallas Real Housewives make it, do you think? Of all the cities that did make it, Dallas did not.
I do not know, and I think that's the one I actually watched like a little bit of. And as I tried to watch it, I'll say at least I watched like the first season or something like that, and it just didn't, which you would think would. Like, I don't know, did it not have enough drama?
You know, there's been speculation that their core friendships weren't strong enough, that
Oh.
the people themselves, the city wasn't enough of a housewife city. I don't know. There's been speculation, but nobody really can pinpoint why all the cities have made it and Dallas did not. As amazing of a city as Dallas is. So
you would think Dallas would make it of all of them. Freaking, yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how, you know, Rhode Island does, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Best structured series. What do we have? Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn. Okay.
Also,
I think Age of Attraction, Couples Therapy, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, It's Florida Man, Love is Blind, and Queer Eye.
I didn't know Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives was still a thing. I know Fieri has, man, he has so many shows he's doing. He is Food Network, but I didn't know Diners was still around. In fact, I would have picked other of his shows other than this one. So I don't know. This is very confusing. I agree with what you said earlier about Age of Attraction. It was interesting at first, but then when you find out the reveal of how old they are, it loses interest.
It does. I do like Queer Eye. I think Queer Eye definitely represents something that needs to be shown. And a lot of people just say it's just like kind. So I guess in that sense, I don't know. Actually, I think I'm going to go with Queer Eye. I think maybe that's more the message that should be just more about love. So mm-hmm. like kindness. So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think that show was I can't argue with that. I think that show was so important and so mm-hmm. vital when it first started because there was this stigma. Nobody talked about it. It wasn't prominent. And I think they were a huge catalyst of pushing that forward, mm-hmm. of bringing that to light. So I'm glad that show is still around. I don't watch it enough. I haven't the last few seasons to vote. So I think I'm going to have to just by default do Love is Blind. Because I know that's one we...
Which is fine. That was my second choice.
Yeah. All right. Best limited series. Interestingly enough, Boy Band Confidential, Death in Apartment 603, Mr. Scorsese, Reality Check, Inside America's Next Top Model. Ooh, that was a train wreck of a series, not a...
Did you watch series. That?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, did you watch this reality series? This docu-series?
Yeah, I didn't watch the original series. I watched the docu-series. I never watched an America's Top Model.
Yeah, but you watched the docu-series that came out on this. Okay, good. Yeah, because it was great. Yeah.
Trust me, The False Prophet is back in this one, and then Sean Combs, The Reckoning. I think for me, it's going to have to be Inside America's Next Top Model. That showed some crazy crap going on TV.
Absolutely. That is what I'm voting for. I watched America's Next Top Model, like all of it. And I remember when I was watching this and seeing the stuff that like I remember watching and thinking it was normal and okay. There was some stuff that I was like, that's not okay, but dang. Yeah, this was good. Absolutely picking that.
Yeah. The only reason I don't want it to win is because I know it's not always your fault. Things change. I got a bad taste in my mouth for Tyra Banks. Yeah.
I don't like Tyra after that.
If this wins, I feel like she wins, and that just bothers me.
She doesn't win. She's delusional if she thinks that she's the winner in this. She got the worst, like, edit. I mean, they mm-hmm. ripped her apart. They didn't have to do anything. I mean, I don't even say they ripped her apart. She didn't show any remorse. There was no redemption story for her. She took no accountability for anything. It was just showing, and she was delusional the entire time. It showed her in a horrible light in the past and in the present. So the winners are the people who like made the docuseries. Those people.
And
the models who got to speak out. I think about it for them more than anything else.
That's a great point.
The other girls, I'm trying to think, there's so many other ones, like people like that. So I wouldn't say she's winning with this by no means.
I feel better now because you're absolutely right. Yeah. That brings some validation to what they went through. Awesome. I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the next one is Best Competition Series Talent Variety. America's Got Talent, American Idol. I just like these shows are just like, I can't believe they're still on. Dancing with the Stars, K-Pop, The Bullet Brothers, Dragula Titans. I actually do not know that one. And The Voice. I mean,
I was going to have you explain the Titans to me because I figured since you watched RuPaul that you would have known about Titans.
No, I'm going to try to see if it's got any queens that I know. I'm not sure who these queens are, so no.
I'm going to go only be, I know this is, they've all been around, but we still watch it. We still, I gravitate to it as American Idol. We still watch every season. I like the judges. I love Carrie on there now and Lionel and Luke. So, I mean, as since these are my only options, I'm going
Yeah.
with American Idol.
I'm gonna go with Dancing with the Stars. I used to watch America's Got Talent, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, and The Voice like religiously. I'd watch it so much, especially with my family. But I think Dancing with the Stars, that every season I end up watching like at least clips of the dances because it's more viral. And I do enjoy like getting to see the stories of the people they highlight in their cast. So I'm going with them.
Awesome. Can't be. In fact, American Idol and Dancing with the Stars last week did a crossover. They had some of the dancers there performing as the Idol contestants sang. So I did a little crossover. All right. Finally, last one, best competition series. This is the biggie, even though there's some shows missing, I think. But we have Final Mr. Christmas. How did you slip in there, Hallmark?
I
RuPaul's Drag Race,
don't
Squid
get
Game,
that.
The Challenge, Survivor 50, the 50th season of Survivor Crazy, The Traitors, and Top Chef. There's some heavy hitters in here and some how'd you get in here's.
I mean, I think the only how'd you get in here has to be Finding Mr. Christmas. That's such a
Yes.
big category. I can get Squid Game, The Challenge, because I've heard great things about
Oh,
that.
it's a good series. That's well
And
done.
then the other four are obvious. Those are like, yeah, they're solids. I mean, for me, normally I would have said RuPaul's Drag Race, but I just binged the four seasons of The Traitors, and I get it. And I can't wait for the next season. I'm going based on the game and like the structure. Still love RuPaul. If it won, I'd be ecstatic, but I'm going with the Traitors.
Yeah, and same. I could plug in Top Chef for everything you just said about RuPaul. I love it. But The Traitors is where I'm going because I think it combines all of the elements we love in competition, from the contestants to the challenges to the voting to the. There's just so much cool things about it with Faithfuls
Yeah.
and Traitors that, yeah, that's what I'm
For
going for.
sure. For
Is
sure.
The Traitors. Sweet. All
At
right. Well,
least
there we
one
go.
day.
There's some good stuff in here. We'll find out online June 3rd. And I'm sure the show we do here, we will obviously recap all of the winners for you. Anything that didn't, in the few minutes that we have left, was there anything that stood out that didn't make any of the lists this time around? Any reality shows you watched that you feel like just didn't get a showing here?
I mean, I still think that Pop Culture Jeopardy should have gotten at least a nomination because I do think it was good, and it obviously got renewed and is being picked up by Netflix, so there is something there. I feel like there was some like reality documentary stuff that I'm like slipping. Is there something that I'm like forgetting from this year?
See, I'm
Oh,
trying to what?
how was there no America's Sweethearts, no Dallas Cowboys Cheerleader, nothing?
Interesting. Yeah, and that was one of the better seasons. Now, did it skip a season? Did it win on our last show and then we haven't had a
I
season
don't
since
know if
then?
have we nominated it for anything? It's like could have been nominated for something in there,
Because I
like
feel like that about Pop
picture.
Culture Jeopardy. Like it came out, we did an award show, and then it took a hiatus. And now this war—it's like it'll be back on our next award show. Like I feel like there was a lull between the seasons, maybe. I don't know. But Pop Culture Jeopardy—it's on Netflix now, airing every day. I encourage everybody to watch it. Colin Jost is probably one of the best at hosting anything. He is so funny.
He's so good.
And now that it's on Netflix, have you watched the first episode?
No, I didn't know there was a new episode out. I gotta check it out now.
Well, it started yesterday as we're
Okay.
recording this. So
Great.
it's they get a little bit more, they can take some more liberties because it's on Netflix. So his jokes are a little bit more I don't say raunchy, but they're funny. He gets to take some liberties he couldn't on Prime. So
Love
yeah.
it.
All right. Well, again, thanks for hanging out with us as we vote for the Critics' Choice Real TV Awards. Announce the winners on June 3rd and follow up with some coverage on that here on the show. Remember, everything Susan does, check out thischicksflix.com. Everything we do, it's mungleshow.com. We'll see you again next week.